Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, live from the desert. Auto Scrapography Volume 1 is an ebook available. The author is this guy. You can go to shopbrettmichaels.com. Starting when? May 12th. Hey, so Brett, we got to wait a few days for this. Morning, Brett.
How you doing, man?
Good morning, guys. Man, how you guys doing? You doing good? You holding? Are you healthy and safe during this incredibly crazy time right now?
One of my I want to give you some crap because my wife watched you paint some. You were painting some wicker chair on the side of your house, and she said, "Why don't you do that?" I said, "Because I don't want to."
I knew immediately after videotaping the wicker chair painting that it was going to cause you a headache, so I stopped immediately after.
No, I said Brett's at home doing projects, and then you're painting your curb on your basketball court. Todd saw that.
You're putting a lot of pressure
on regular dudes,
on
man.
Guys who aren't really that handy or don't really want to work around the house. Yeah. So stop that.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you my apologies. I realized quickly into the project that what I was doing to curtail my ADD was causing a lot of problems for a lot of my friends.
Yeah. You're making us look bad.
Now, I will give you an excuse because we're still coming to work every day, and I realize you're doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes, but, I mean, for how many years in a row since the mid-'80s or early 80s, you've been playing every weekend? I mean, so what's it like not to be on stage right now?
It is first of all, a couple real truths. It started when I knew this was official, when this was real, and the minute it happened, it hit you that I was thinking, even through the end of last year, from the 26th after Christmas till the 31st, we ended up playing in Times Square New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
We played all the way through January, and then it hit in early February that, you know, you don't know something's real till it's officially,
right,
this is the real deal. And then I'm in the highest risk category, being diabetic.
Right.
And that was, for me, it was an instant stop. I knew this was the real deal. And then a friend of ours, I don't want to go too far down this path, a friend of ours got real sick.
Oh, man.
And then my buddy Joe Diffie, the country
star. Oh, you knew
Joe. Yeah, you know Joe.
We talked to a bunch of other new Joe. Yeah, you knew Joe? Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Hidman, he passed away. I mean, it was, and quickly, and I'm telling people, as soon as it hits you like that, and then you realize being, you know, with my immune system just jacked up from the thousands of years of diabetes,
right,
I was like, this is a real dilemma. And then and your question is for me, I'm apologizing to my buddies right here on the radio. I'm like, I got to do something. I'll go. I'm quarantined from my family because I just came off the road.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So I'm quarantined from myself, basically. And I'm just like, I realized that quickly I was a hoarder. I'm like, my God, I don't even know what this is. It's like a lawnmower from 82. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I didn't even know this thing was in here. I'm like,
are you at your place in Arizona by yourself? Sounds like you are.
Oh, I was. And okay. Now that I'm safe, yes, with the family. Everything
good.
Is great.
Okay,
but
good.
But you're right. That, you know what it was, I think, for a lot of us, was it was, I don't know about you, but it was the information came through very confusing.
Yes. Yeah.
In other words, you didn't know if you could touch something. You're like, all of a sudden you can't get it through the air, then you can, then if you touch a gas pump. And it just, finally, I was just like, you know what, I'm going to lay low. You know, I don't fear things, but this is pretty damn.
Well, you know what, though? I did see something you did, mainly because of, obviously, your diabetes. You actually pulled out of an 80s cruise, the Brett Michaels Band, early. That was really early. When I saw that, I thought, you know what, this is real. Because Brett doesn't miss shows. And I'm thinking, you're pulling out of a show. I'm thinking, and that's before they started canceling concerts. You pulled out of a show. I thought, this is going to become something. So, you know, you were a bellwether, I thought, a little bit when it came to that, you know.
Let me tell you what I do.
If
I were quarantined in your house, I would never leave the go-kart. I would be on the go-kart track all day, every day.
Dude, I'm telling we're planning on that because we're all going to, we're all with the grace of God and just smarts, we're going to get through this. And then we're planning a go-kart weekend. And I'm just throwing this out there. I know you guys don't go nuts. We got to plan it, a go-kart weekend. And maybe we figure out a way to throw it down. And I don't know if it's possible. Maybe we bring a fan and a guest out and just give them a go-kart weekend. All of us.
That'd be really
just
cool.
To make up for it. Make up for being trapped. I'm not saying we're going to do it.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about it and see if we can
happen. I'd rather come down and we'll just spray paint wicker chairs together.
Yeah. So
or spray paint wicker chairs. You decide. It's go-karts and beer or wicker chair spray paint.
Was the last time you performed in a banana costume? When did they
take
those?
Let's talk about this. Let me segue from the ship. Let me tell you even more of my pain.
Yeah, okay.
I've been planning that thing for a year on my birthday. It was the birthday mega party, sold out, crazy fun. When you know I'm taking something serious when I can't. When I looked and the doctors were like, you can't do this. These ships are, you know, that's when everyone was stuck in a ship for like a month and a half.
Right.
Quarantined at sea, and with my extra energy, I would have jumped over the side, no life jacket, right over and swam to shore, wherever
right.
it was.
Right.
So I had to pull out of that. I was like, no, it's the, and then we just and then everything, the world shut down after that. And like I said, ending on a serious note, then segueing into banana suit.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, I want to ask that. Let's go back to the beginning of that. Brett Michaels with us. Brett, when did they get? I know it has to be quiet. So when did they get a hold of you about being on the show? And who got to pick the costume?
Yeah, they take you in a big room and say, choose from these dozen costumes, or how does that work?
They took me into the big room.
Okay,
which sounds like. Either I'm going to an insane asylum or they're going to whack you. You know when you go in the room and the plastic's on the floor and you're like, uh-oh.
Right.
I can't give you too much information.
Got
I can either confirm or deny.
Got it. All right.
But I'm a fan of the show.
Right.
So me and the family, the kids, we love this show.
Mm-hmm.
And so when first time around, I just with the schedule couldn't do it. So the second time you learn along in advance. And we were able to schedule around it because I would fly and do stuff. And you're filming this before the virus hit, right? You're You're going in and pre-taping some of this stuff, and they've got to do it in groups, which is great. But I'm going to tell you something. I've never had so much fun doing a show, and it is, honest to God, top secret. I don't know if you were to ask me on my kid's life, I don't have a clue who anyone was. So you're in a Darth Vader outfit from the moment you step out of your house.
Man.
Yeah.
I had to wear black socks because they said my ankles were skinny and identifiable. I go, what are you talking about?
Really?
They said your ankles were skinny and identifiable. I go, what? I go, yeah, that doesn't sound very attractive. I'm like, I can't make that up.
Okay.
They brought big, thick, like, black socks. So I'm like, what's happening right now? So anyway, I'm Darth Vader. That's the way you look 24/7. You have a shirt that says, don't speak to me, and I can't speak to you.
Got it. Right.
And it is top secret. I didn't know who. I would occasionally pass them, and then they take you out secretly through this tunnel. You don't really hang with anybody. And the ones that I would be around on stage, I was just with Tony Hawk. If you look on my site, Tony Hawk got revealed. I was standing beside him for an hour. We never, you know, you honestly don't. And then all of a sudden they revealed him. I'm like, are you kidding me? And then he just got a hold. He's like, that was you in the banana outfit? And I'm like,
so you had no clue.
Like, no, zero. I'm on my life. Zero clue. Like, it is that Secret Service. But they make it, everyone working there, it's a party. It's fun. But they take that secretness seriously. And they duck you out of a car into this thing and a hoodie over you. And you're wearing Darth Vader.
And you can't.
And then finally, go ahead.
Well,
go
you can, and you can't even be like, you can't have somebody that they, I mean, because obviously you probably, your manager can't even show up with you because they might recognize him, right?
So it's at all.
Okay.
At all. Like your kids, if they come down, they want to see the show, they have to be in banana outfits before they leave the house. Like they put them, like you can't have, I said I was sort of quarantined before I was quarantined. Oddly enough, think about that. I had masks and gloves before it actually worked out for the safety of all on the show, not knowing any of this was coming. And then I'm the only artist that ever drug a ton of people up on stage, got to play the grand piano up there. It was a blast.
Did you get to pick your songs? Because you picked some good songs. I mean, did you get to pick your songs?
I did.
Okay.
I did. And here, we'll go to the banana outfit. Yeah. So here's what happened.
Okay.
No one I wanted to last on the show. Mm-hmm. The first thing I wanted to be was like a predator. I wanted to be like a Pirates of the Caribbean meets Predator.
Right.
And then I thought, if I start singing an AC/DC song or Aerosmith or something, and I'm dressed like this, I'm going to be off the show after about half an episode.
Right, right, right.
And so I thought, let me do some Elvis. I can sing it a little lower than what I normally sing.
Right.
I can, you know, tune down a little bit, sing this song. And then the banana hit me for a couple reasons. You have to give them a little clue.
All right.
So that sounds awkward, but banana.
Bandana. Got it.
Okay.
Is that why?
Bandana banana.
Right.
Minus the bandana. So
right.
I go, okay, I'm going in. I said the banana represents my favorite team's colors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a little black and gold, a little yellow in there, little yellow, black and gold.
That's
if you notice
on
the outfit.
Yep. Yep.
Then, so I got a little Steeler, a little pirate recognition, some penguins in there.
Okay.
Then the banana for a diabetic, it's part of what's on my rider.
Oh, okay.
You know, so
I
use it for energy, you know, and I threw little things in there, but blue collar was saying coming from Harrisburg and Pittsburgh.
Got it.
And when I tried to throw everything I could to slightly throw them off, but still had to have truth in it.
But you know what? When you
so you put some thought into
but
that.
But you also
yep.
you can't when you sing, you have natural tendencies to move your body, and a lot of people in the first night said, "Hey, he's moving like Brett." So you probably couldn't control that, could you?
I tried to, but they tried choreography with me, and that was a disaster. I'm not making this up. This gentleman, Kevin, amazing. I said, "Teach me how to not move like this." Everything went great in rehearsal. When I got on that stage, my legs took over.
Yeah.
My nerves, my heart was pounding. Like, when I tell you this, it was pounding out of my big banana suit, man. My heart was like, it was just like, I'm like, what's happening right now? And then the OCD, it hit me. I'm a human banana. What is happening right now? And then they go, no. And
you've been singing in front of thousands of people for 30 years, and you're right. I would think you'd be nervous. I'd be nervous if I was in a banana costume, too, because you're thinking, hell, I'm a banana right now. And nationwide, too, by the way.
By the way, we recognized your voice immediately.
Yeah.
There was no doubt in our mind that the banana was Brett Michaels.
Yeah, but...
That's why I love you guys. Yeah. And here's the... Are you ready for this? The first night I thought, man, I did Elvis. I threw them off. They're not really getting this. Maybe I saw Jenny McCarthy. I looked at her and I could see her whispering my name. When you're in, and I'm looking through out of my banana hole. That's the. I'm in my banana hole. Let me tell you how scary this is. I can't hear anything. I've got two in-ears in because you're singing for real.
Okay.
So while I'm looking out of the banana hole, imagine those old drug movies when you had, like, wide-angle lens vision, like fisheye lens.
Right, yeah.
So you're looking out of this, no peripheral vision. I can't see anyone left or right. And I'm singing out of the same banana hole that I'm looking through. So when you hold the mic in front of you, you're like, it's like you have half an eye. And I'm looking up, and I see her whispering my name. I'm like, damn it, I don't want to go home on my first night dressed in this outfit immediately. I'm like, oh, no. But people, The good news is there's a part of you, as sick as this sounds, and everybody on there after the reveal says that there's a part of you that doesn't want recognized at all.
Right.
And there's a part of you that hopes after 30 years of singing, someone knows who you are.
It's a little bit of both. Well, I think that's the reason, because there's obviously been actors on there that can carry a tune, and there's some singers that aren't not quite as famous can carry a tune. But when a guy like you gets up there, you're pretty famous, and people know how you sound, so they're going to figure it out, obviously. And a lot of people did, but I love that you took it as a fun thing to do. Now, do you think when you get together with some of the boys here, you know, the crews, the Def Leppards, the Joan Jets of the world, if that takes place, we'll get into that in a second. Will you take any crap from those guys?
It's endless. Oh. It's endless on my phone.
It's endless?
Of course.
It's endless.
Of course he will.
Of course I am. Are you kidding? This is why I love the abuse. This is why I do it.
Okay, so you open up your phone. Give me a famous name of somebody that just texts you and says, what the hell?
I'll tell you what it is. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is the truth now.
Okay.
So it's more than to be honest with you, it's Fox's highest rated show, right?
Right, right.
So they give you more of, they're more detective. To be honest, no one's really giving crap. They'll send me a picture. All of a sudden, first night, I thought, I got away with this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 95% Bret Michaels was the on social media. So then everybody, you know, Ricky's hitting me. Everyone's just sending pictures of bananas. And then they're like, come on. And they're like, I've got bets going on because they bet in Vegas. I'm like, I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, I said, the show's great. But I said, I'm going to go with, I think that's Darius Rucker. You know, that's Keith Urban. And I said, I'm watching it. I went with anything that threw them off. And it was, but Eric Stone Street finally from Modern Family.
I saw your buddies,
he's a great drunk.
Yeah,
and he's out of Kansas City, and he was relentless. He's like, don't mess with me. I know that's you. He goes, I got a big thing going on here. We need to know. And I'm like, he goes, just tell me off the record. But he's like a detective. He was on it. He goes, I've even pulled up pictures of the stage. And looked at like Jenny McCarthy made a comment about my legs.
Right.
She goes, look, they're as big as my arms. I'm like, that doesn't sound good either. I'm like, so he goes, first they thought I was Larry the Cable Guy.
I did hear that.
No, you're not shaped like him at all. Hey, let's get into the book. I want to get into the book here because we got a certain amount of time. And the Auto Scrapography, Volume 1. Is available for sale May 12th. ShopBretMichaels.com to pre-order. Explain, where's the start? Your birth? The biography? What?
It starts with these words, if I may.
Okay.
I give everyone, first of all, I'm a guy with gratitude, so I thank everyone for being able to do this, and it starts great. Then I jump in. Chapter 1, I said, I don't want to waste your time. I was born ass first.
Got it.
That is how the first I was born with my I was born butt cheeks first.
Okay.
Really?
Okay. All right.
I was born bent over butt cheeks first. First thing to see the light of day. Then the umbilical cord wrap, and they shove you back up. This was all verified by my mother.
Right.
I went back up in. They tried to twist me head first. Didn't happen. And then I came out breech, and I said, man, it can only get better from here. And that's how the book started. I thought. That's what I wrote. Yeah. I go, I thought.
Yeah.
And then it goes to every, this is the truth. I hand wrote every single story, and I did something for a lot of artists because ghostwriters are incredible. Anyone who helps you listen and write this is great. There are so many stories that growing up in Mechanicsburg and things that happened to us that drive us to become, we don't know it then, they become crossroads in our life.
Right.
And, you know, different things from whether it was football, whether it was meaning off of Old Hollow and Sleepy Hollow Road.
Right.
Back then was abandoned.
Yep.
And I went back there to party with Scott McComas and Rich Watts and a bunch of us.
Gosh, and he's dropping a bunch of old school names.
Yeah.
You don't know those guys, but I know those guys.
Yeah, these are all buddies. And we got held. People thought we had robbed. They had one house way back there then. Now it's a development.
Yeah, I know. We used to go down there and party all the time. And make out, too, man. It was a make out place, too. Man.
That was it. Yeah. Remember, you had old Route 15 behind you, so they couldn't creep up behind you if Upper Allen Township was coming to bust you. you knew they couldn't creep up behind you but in front of you, and we got held up at gunpoint. We were there for about a half hour negotiating our lives.
Well, the upper Island cops suck. Remember that? By the way,
now they're buddies of mine. I can't say that.
No, I can say it. They're all those guys who were cops when we were that age are not around anymore. But you know, just think, picture. If you don't know. Just picture your town. If you listen to this conversation, it happens in every town. There's an area you go party. We get that. So we just mention actual names. Sorry.
We would scatter, and then you'd run into like the woods or a cornfield. They're like, we have your car here, and we have the license plate, and all your stuff's in your car. Just come back to it.
I remember. That's a great story. I remember running from your car to get away with a car sitting there, and the cops are right there. That's the best thing.
And it's still
we've
running.
All done, yeah. We've all done that.
They got you.
Also, it starts out early on, obviously, then goes into your music career soon after that, I guess.
Lots of pictures, hence the auto scrapography?
Lots of photos. I'm sending you guys some stuff, but this is going to be, in my opinion only, a game changer for a lot of artists. Here's why. It really has those short stories, to the point, exciting, what you're thinking, the moment impact, and a ton of photos. So it isn't like, not that it's wrong, but some of the autobiographies I read are, let's say, 300-400 pages, and they're kind of a swan song, but only for a middle part of the career. I get excited to see photos, and when they're talking about a friend or a garage or basement that they played music in, I've got all those photos, and I'm like, look at this. Just take a good look at this basement. There's the sump pump over there.
Right.
You know, your amp's like balanced on like the side of the sump pump where the water soaked the indoor-outdoor carpeting. And you just found a way to get it done. But it goes through everything from this one does. And then volume two, there's a bunch of volumes, but the first three are already done.
Okay.
And it takes you on a thrill ride. It's a good time.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. We touched on this earlier.
You're in the second one. You two are in the second one. It's a good story.
Oh, good.
All right.
Nobody goes under the bus, and there's no reason. It's just all the stories are the stories have a lot of the self-deprecation that the three of us have, just laughing now.
We got to ask you this because it came up early in the show. We were talking about rock stars going to rock concerts. Since you became a rock star, since you're touring all the time, it's probably difficult to attend a lot of shows, a lot of concerts. When was the last one that you've been to?
I go to concerts all the time.
Do you?
And most of them are because they're friends. If we're playing like the night before, the night after, I've been from every concert you can name, from Skinner to Dave Matthews to Kenny Chesney. I just went to see Zac Brown this summer right after my pops had passed away. That was an emotional concert for me. And I went to Hershey Stadium there when they played, and just spent the day down there throwing the football and the show. And I live and love music. Whether I had ever succeeded in the business, I truly, truly love listening to music. It's a soundtrack for me every day.
Now, there hasn't been an official word yet, but I know you probably can't do anything official yet. When are they going to let us know about the stadium tour with Crew and Leopard and you guys? Or is that automatically next summer? Or we don't know. You have nothing as of yet?
I would love the second. I mean this. The second I know, you'll get a text from me or I'll call you.
All right, do that.
I just don't know. I know all of us, two things. The number one is that everyone, the fans, the bands, the crew, everybody is healthy and safe. When you lose that, you lose everything. Right. So that's the safety of everyone's number one. But number two, if they said it's on and the CDC says go, even with me being diabetic and it's still at high risk, I'm jonesing to play music out with the fans and have fun. I think everyone wants to. But and especially in my condition, I cannot help but go out there and run to the end of the thrust, slap hands. I like being around people. And so I'm hoping that, I'm praying that there is a vaccine soon, that things go back to maybe the new normal, but we all as human beings got to be able to go to concerts and sporting events.
Oh,
and
hell yeah.
Work. You know where I'm going.
It's, I know.
I really am Jones. I'm
How about
real.
A hazmat outfit designed as a banana?
Done. I'm wearing, hey, that banana. Listen, everyone now, they're all going to be giving me a hard time. You know what? That banana outfit's going to be the safest outfit on that out on that whole tour.
I believe it is.
So people, the auto scrapography, people can order that, what, on shopbrettmichaels.com, Brett?
Absolutely. And let me say this. My sisters, Michelle and Nicole, love you. I know they're up. They love you. Yep. They're always there and love you guys. Mm-hmm. And they're in the book. I got some pictures that, let me just tell you this. One of my, and you're going to get this one. I am the original Napoleon Dynamite. I have on the brown and taupe tux because I ordered it too late, right?
Yep, yep.
Then I'm holding two tickets. You're going to laugh. I tried to do the Peter Frampton hair perm from Frampton Comes Alive.
Got it.
And my hair was always long and greasy, and suddenly that didn't pan out well at all. And so I'm holding two tickets to the dance at like 15 or 16 in my brown and taupe tux.
My God.
And the only thing missing from the picture was my date. I go, what isn't in this photo? And I'm holding, it is the hilarious, when you see it, when you remember the movie Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, yeah, I know the tux, too. I can picture the tux right now. I'm anxious to see the photo.
I'm going to send you an early cut.
All right.
And when you're done laughing in about a month from now, it will all, but there's a lot of that in there. And they just go to Brett Michaels right now. And I have a stimulus package. So they win $500 for themselves, the party, $500 for their charity, and $100 to do whatever they want with.
Excellent.
That's for the pre-order if you win it. You know, it's just a big pre-order.
Stay safe, brother. Good talking to you, man. Let's do this again soon, all right, man? And then congratulations and everything. But hopefully we'll see you in concert here sometime soon.
Thank you for your time, Brett.
I can't. Hey, guys, be safe. Thanks for everything you do for us rockers that love great music. You keep it rolling, man.
Thanks,
man. Thank you.
Right.
See you.
Take care, bud.
He's up early, too.
Oh, he's going back to bed now.
Now he...
Unless he's got a wicker chair to paint.
He's going to spray paint his dresser before he goes to bed.
Yeah, he was like Pussy would notice he was putting out some home projects on his Facebook.
Yeah, there's got to be something waiting on his Pinterest board that he had planned for today.
And I'm thinking, man, I mean, we're not that bored.